Live from the Virtual Tone Studios in Houston, Texas, it's Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tony Gambone, and it is Thursday, the 20th of November. That's right, 1 week to Thanksgiving. And how thankful are you at this time of the year? Crazy, maybe loaded question, I'm not sure. One thing I do know for sure is that there's a bunch of people out there, we call them entrepreneurs, they're going as fast as they can in every direction trying to decide what they should do for what they didn't do all year long. Hey, and you know, don't feel like the Lone Ranger, I'm right there with you. If you are an entrepreneur and you're saying that you aren't doing that at this time of the year, you're probably not telling the full truth. Now, there's a lot of you out there that have been very successful this year and are heading in the right direction. But I'm pretty sure the way your brain works that you are still searching for the things you missed. So let's talk about that. You know, have you, well, might be another loaded question. Have you located that piece of paper that you wrote down 11 months ago stating what you were going to do this year? If you even know where that is, awesome. Grab it. Pull it out. Let's review it. Let's say you can't find it and you're willing not to make the stuff up and go by your memory. Because this year will show you a couple different things. Our memory is always convenient to what we want it to look like, not what it really looks like. I mentioned before I interviewed a gentleman by the name of Brian Moran. He wrote a book called The 12-Week Year. This is a great book for everyone to read, okay, especially at this time of the year. He said that most of us kind of lay on our back all year long thinking we got plenty of time. You know, you start out, you got the list, you're just, it's like going to the gym in January. You're just huffing and puffing on that treadmill. Well, come March, just like the gym where you can shoot a cannonball through there and not hit anyone, you're just kind of on autopilot. June's here, kids are out of school. Hey, let's take a vacation. October shows up. Uh-oh. You realize that you haven't really been doing what you're supposed to be doing. This book talks about treating every quarter like the last quarter of the year. Jeez, could you imagine getting four times as much work done next year? I don't know if I can take it, but I'd like to give it a try. How about you? Okay, so you know every week I bring a word and a challenge. I speak off the one word that we all know. I'm sure that you're probably saying it right now. My listeners that listen to me every week know that the word is gamble. That's the topic I speak off of. It's the topic I now live off of. 20 years in the gaming industry, I talk about the word gamble because it represents growth, accountability, marketing, belief, leverage, and enjoyment. That's right. There's an opportunity for you to join the Gamble Club. You can know more about that just by emailing me, tony@tonygambone.com. But let me talk to you about the challenge. Okay, the word I picked this week, and I used it yesterday on my other show, is accountability. Now, I always pick a different word every week on a different show, but this word is stuck on my heart. And I'll tell you why. Because I use these challenges and these words in this show to help increase my benefit, you know, increase my self-worth, to better myself. So we know that with growth, it's really important that we grow. And with accountability, that we hold our feet to the fire. We know that with marketing, it's a whole bunch of things, but most of the time, it's our message. How to shift your beliefs. How to leverage all that into enjoyment. But when we talk about accountability a week before Thanksgiving, a week before we're supposed to sit down and give thanks for what we had all year long, well, how does that line up for you? Are you following what you're supposed to be doing every day? Do you have a calendar that blocks out, I can only go on Facebook at this time. I can only talk to on the phone to people that has nothing to do with business at this time? Do I know how much time I need to spend making sales calls or networking or being out trying to get speaking opportunities? Or maybe you're writing a piece in your book, or maybe it's working in your business? Do you have that blocked out? And if you do, that's awesome. But have you designated someone to hold you accountable for it? That's the hard part. Because, you know, we go, oh, I'll just work twice as hard tomorrow on that. And 3 months later, we go, oh, it's the 20th of November. Well, you know, I'm not trying to be funny, but the truth of the matter is, folks, sometimes we get a little stuck on what I like to call stupid. And I don't mean to be disrespectful to anyone, but sometimes it's real easy to get stuck in a position where we think we got it covered and we can do it tomorrow. You know, if you raise children and you ask them to take the trash out and they say, yeah, no problem, I'll get it tomorrow, we don't really work too well with that. If you ask them to clean up their room and they said, yeah, I'll get that tomorrow, you're not like, okay, Johnny, that's great. When you tell them that they have to be better in school, they don't say, well, I'm just going to wait until the end of the year to do that. I can make it. No, you have to do it all the time is what we tell them. So what separates us from that? Why do we not have someone like a teacher holding us accountable at the end of every week in our business? Now, you can't designate it to be your spouse because, well, that just won't work. Your best friend, probably not going to tell you what you need to hear. A stranger, well, that's probably where the arrow is pointing, but you have to do a little bit of homework to make sure that you're a fit with that stranger to do business. So let's label that stranger. Okay, it could be an accountability partner, it could be a mentor, it could be a business coach, it could be a life coach, it could be someone that you look up to that will hold your feet to the fire and will deal with your personality the best way possible. That's right, we all have a little bit of difference. Some of us like to be smacked around, some of us like to be pampered. But whatever the case is, if you do your homework properly, you will benefit from it. How do I know? Because I'm experiencing it. I don't tell you anything that I'm saying on the show. It's not something that I read. It's something that I experienced. And am I proud of the fact that I've fallen enough times to be able to speak from it? Yes. You know why? Because I keep getting back up. I like to say I'm strong-minded. My wife says I'm stubborn. But the fact of the matter is I keep getting back up. And that's the only way you're going to be successful. And when you can bring all that information to one person, lay it all out on the table and help get them to help you lay it out properly in order, you then have a chance to build a business. You know, we all know just because you are a really good web designer doesn't mean you're a really good business person. It doesn't work like that. So it's up to you. So word of the week is accountability. The challenge of the week, make sure that you write down what you wanted to do and what you actually did this year. And, you know, let's not point a finger at why it didn't happen, life got in the way. No one really cares. At the end of the day, when the electric bill comes, you can't send them an excuse why you can't pay it. So you need to make sure that you're clear on it. And then do some homework, search out, and find some people that can help you with it. Okay, so enough. I'm getting down off the box. 347-989-1363 is our call-in number. We love for people to call in and give us comments, criticism, any kind of feedback. It's accepted here on Tough Talk. That's why we call it that. Today we're going to talk about a fresh approach to change. My first guest is a lady by the name of Kathy Laffman. And my second guest is Linda Walsh. We have a lady from Houston, Texas, and a lady from Florida on the line today. We got a great show like we always do because what we have are people that are going to bring help to you. Now, maybe you don't need their help, but I'll bet you know somebody that could use it. So pay attention, fill up your coffee cup, get your paper and pencil out. We're going to have some fun today, and I'll make sure that everyone knows there's a whole list of shows that happen every week on toughtalkradionetwork.com. Go there, check it out, find the people that you want to be a part of, find them on iTunes, you can get them on SoundCloud, you can get them, if you just type in their name, I guarantee you they'll show up. If you want to host your own show on the Tough Talk Network, hey, love to hear from you. We're always looking for people that are willing to take a step out of their comfort zone, step on live radio, and make sure that they gain the growth and visibility that's out there for them. My name is Tony Gambone. I'm the host of the show. We're going to take a commercial break and come back with my first guest. So please stay tuned.
If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Do you want to know the secret to building a successful business quickly? It's all about taking action, but not just any action. It takes inspired and consistent action to get profits. Join Michelle Sism, the six-figure results lady, as she asks successful entrepreneurs their profitable secrets every Monday at 2 p.m. Central Time on Take Action, Get Profits with Michelle Sism on the Tough Talk Radio Network. If you're ready to take action and get profits, you can find out more about the show at TakeActionGetProfitsRadio.com.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And as I mentioned, it's the 20th of November. It's a week before Thanksgiving. And I hope that you're getting prepared to sit down and make a list of what you're thankful for next Thursday. Okay, so my first guest today is a lady that I've had the pleasure of getting to know more and more because we're in the same city here of Houston, and real excited about that because, well, she is awesome. She is someone that I have found that is very giving. She's a true leader. She steps up, and she's one of those people you might be able to relate to. When someone needs help, her arm automatically goes up. She's really recognized, as her clients call her, the well, she's referred to as the Plan B to Z expert. So I'm going to bring Kathy up on the line here and let her tell us some stuff about her. Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Tony. It's great to be here with you today.
Now, you know, Kathy, what I like to do with every guest, first off, is to get them to let the people listen, know a little bit about them. Now, you and I know each other, and we are actually in the I guess if we were in high school, it would be the dating stages. We're still learning more about each other. But we have a connection, okay? So it's kind of, so we're staying plugged in. But tell people, I mentioned that you're in Houston. Where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Ohio. I was born and raised in it's actually a village. Someone asked me the other day if I'd ever been in a small town. I said, yeah, I spent like the first 20 years almost of my life in one. Little small town called Northfield outside of Cleveland, and then went to college in Michigan and went to Virginia and ultimately ended up here in Texas, where I've pretty much been ever since the early 70s. So I got here as quick as I could, as they say.
That's funny. I always say I came kicking and screaming. But once I got here, I realized what a great spot to land. So Kathy, you know, I've sat down and talked with you, and you have worked in some high-level positions in companies and still do. Plus, you run a business. And So what I want to find out is, you mentioned you went to college, and after that you lived in some places, and you got to Houston. Let's take that journey from then to now, how you got to being recognized as the Plan B to Z expert.
Probably needing plans B to Z. You know, it's as you were sharing with the guests, that you don't bring anything to them that you're not personally experiencing. You know, what I find, Tony, is that while the details are obviously different for all of us, the core of our stories is so much the same, because we all experience change in our lives, and some of it is wonderful change. You know, it's like we have some changes that we actually want to happen and we look forward to them, and then there's changes that we're so-so about. It's like, okay, you can take it or leave it. And then there's change where you're truly afraid of it. And so for myself, it was, you know, going through a lot of the things that everybody did, you know, going through raising children and then going through empty nest and then being a part of corporate America and going through the economy that we did in 2008, 2009, and finding myself, like many, without work. And then also, you know, finding myself with health issues. So I call it going from empty nest to empty job to empty health. How do you get back to a full life? And so that was, for me, the personal catalyst of saying, okay, where I thought this was happening, I was on this path, that really wasn't it. So there's a new path. So you could say I became the Plan B to Z expert by needing plans B to Z.
Yeah, it's funny where life takes you. I'm looking on your website, and for the listeners out there, it's mckenziecircle.com, correct?
That's correct,
Okay, so
yeah, and
like
it's M A C K E N Z I E. People want
to
put a Y in there, but it's M A C K E N Z I E circle.com. There's a great story behind the name. I won't take up everybody's time on it for today, but there is a story behind the name.
Okay, can you give us a short version? Because now you got me wondering.
Ah, there you go. My great great grandmother was Molly McKenzie, and she lived in the late 1800s. She was a half breed Cherokee Indian, divorced with four kids and no income in the late 1800s. So I call it bringing Molly McKenzie full circle, because she became one of the most successful women and ran a business. And when the banks came to town, she had the first account. So she's one of my lasting heroes.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That is awesome. Now, as I go through your website, the homepage shows me a road that goes and splits off into two different directions.
Yeah.
As I go to your coaching, I go to that tab and I see now, tomorrow, yesterday, different signage. Okay, and I'm a visual person, so this is really good for me. But is it safe to say that you coach people to get back in the right direction?
Yeah, that's a very, very good way to say it. You know, let me just tell you that what I found was people have trouble with three things, Tony. They have trouble knowing where to say no. They have trouble with that thing you were talking about earlier with accountability and self-discipline. And they have trouble with what I call the big Ds, the disruptions in life. And they get off course. And a lot of the reasons they get off course is they never had actually set a course. So what I basically have done is created something where I call it, you know, being more strategic. But strategy has a meaning. It's one of those words I think we overuse, but it means this: begin with the end in mind. You know, as I was, and congratulations, by the way, I just want to take a moment here, pause, and congratulate you on your book, because I think it's awesome what you've done with your book. And congratulations on your bestseller status. But I also want to point out something about the book, because as I was reading your book, in the foreword that your pastor did, he said he talked about the fact that he'd never read a book from the end forward, you know, like reading the ending first.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, my gosh, what a wonderful way for him to celebrate the story that's in your book. But it also brought to mind for me, that's what I try to do for people, is help them celebrate the end in mind. And when we do that, those course corrections get a lot easier. We can figure out where and when we should say no. We can keep going on those disciplines, you know, when they're hard, because you know what? And here's the deal. If you can't keep going, you're going to stop going. It just, that's human nature, right? And mm-hmm. those disruptions along the way, how to keep them from becoming, you know, blocks instead of just bumps. And so, yes, it's, it has a lot to do with that. But my motto and what I teach people is live today like you want tomorrow to be. Because if you don't live it today, it ain't going to be there tomorrow.
Mm. Okay, so I'm so on board with what you're saying, but I got to play that other person for a second.
Sure.
Okay, that person that I turn into sometimes during the day when I'm not mentoring with someone in a program. How do you stay connected, plugged in all the time? Is one of the things that I mentioned in the beginning, have someone check up on you every week. Is that probably the best way to stay plugged in, to staying on course?
Yeah, I think it's a couple things, Tony. First of all, it's about knowing where the course is going. I'll tell you, I work as a master strategist with companies and with people, and so many of them lose their way because they forgot where they were going. So part of it, yes, absolutely, is that accountability factor. But part of it also is keeping front of mind what it was you were trying to get accomplished. You know, if you're training for a marathon, it's a whole lot different than just saying, I'm going to run every day, isn't it? I mean, the context, right? You're doing something with an end in mind. It makes such a huge difference. But, yes, absolutely, whether you're – I don't care if your accountability is your own logging and calendar that you keep up with your to-do list or however you want to do it, but I find personally that partnering with people is the best because whether we – for whatever reason, the psychologist and the psychiatrist can delve into this far better than I can – but even when we can't do it for ourselves, we can do it for others.
Right. Right. And so I used to think, I think that entrepreneurs, you know, we get this label and we kind of are, you know, we're very powerful. We can do everything ourselves until we get to November 20th and then we realize we really can't. We go into that panic mode thing, you know, and then you sit down at Thanksgiving and everybody's giving thanks for all the things that happened this year in their job, and we sit there and feel foolish, and it kind of hits our confidence. So I think it really starts with our own head, and unless you can have a visual of where you're going and why you're going there, nothing's going to keep you going because you don't get a paycheck at the end of the week, whether you show up or not, you know. So I really used to think that I couldn't afford a coach. Okay, I couldn't afford to take the money out of my business to do that. I am so convinced now that without a coach, I can't afford to be in business. And I never thought I would say that out loud.
Well, here's the deal, Tony. For everything, every statement we make, you know, there's an inverse to it, right? I can't afford to. There's an I can't afford not to.
Right.
You know, I think the cost of inaction is something we fail to look at sometimes. We only look at, well, what will it cost if I do this? Well, hey, what's it going to cost you if you don't? And I think that what do you miss if you don't? That's the key to me because we all get motivated by different things, right? Some people are very pushed towards something and some people are pushed away from something. But all of us in our lifetime need something to help us, as you said it so well, you know, we're not always in that mode. Our brain's not always right there, you know. Sometimes we fall into that I'm just human and I just don't want to do anything today mode, right? And so I think that's an important distinction to make. But there's a guy that, his name escapes me right now. I'll think of it in just a second. But he used to be the editor of Fortune magazine. And he talks about the fact that if you're not thinking about the big things when you're doing the small things, all your small things will end up going the wrong direction. You're not going to be the right direction. It's Alvin Toffler. That's his name. But I think that that's so key. But, you know, the bottom line for me is this. we have to figure out for ourselves with brutal honesty what's going to get it done. And when we can have that moment with ourselves, we have to be brutally honest with ourselves about two things: where we are and what's it going to take to get to where we want to be. And then we've got to be willing not only to just do the work, but to make the sacrifices. And that's oftentimes where that motivation factor comes in. So important, Tony, is because that extra oomph of that accountability is what helps with the sacrifice. We can all keep going when it's easy, but when it gets tough, you know, you're tough talk, right? When it gets tough, sometimes you need that coach. You need that whisper in the ear, and sometimes it needs to be, you know, a little louder than a whisper.
Yeah, I mean, it is really true, and I really so relate it to, you know, I read the Bible a lot, and I know that we're God's children. And as adults, you know, we raise children, and we want them to do things a certain way. And my father used to say, "Do as I say, not as I do." And in today's world, we have to lead by example. So if you forget where you came from and that you are a child somewhere in the world, and you need advice from someone that's smarter or better at seeing what you're not seeing, however you want to label that, then you're stunning your growth. And if you can't grow, well, you mentioned it earlier, you're just not going to get there, okay? So it's really important to look at it like that. And I think a lot of us are maybe too proud, or, you know, don't think that a coach even has an idea what we do. It has nothing to do with that. But anyway, we can spend a whole day with that. I want to talk about some of the things that you're involved in. And you have, I think you have told me that you're in 4 or 5 books.
Yes, I've been doing some co-authoring the last few years, and the most recent was in a book called 25 Brilliant Business Mentors. But the exciting thing for me is that I'm going to be doing some solo publishing in 2015. I'm pretty excited about that. So I do want to encourage your listeners to go to the website and get on my mailing list. First of all, they're going to get a free ebook, which is always nice, right? And it's got some exercises in it. It's a little bit more than just a read. It's going to give you some fun stuff to do, so I encourage you to do that. It's a fresh approach to change right there for you. But it's going to get them also on my mailing list, so they can get involved in some early reader programs for the books that are coming out in 2015.
Well, I'm all over your website. I've already signed up for the mailing list, and I even requested you as a speaker. I know that you are a big part of the Public Speakers Association in Houston, PWI, Powerful Women International in Houston, eWomen. Okay, so I guess I just have one quick question. When do you sleep?
Well, you know, I have this advantage of where I am in life, right, as we go through the stages of life. So the fact that I'm now Nana instead of Mama, I get to send the kids home, right? It's amazing how much more that opens up opportunities to serve. For me, it really is about that, Tony. It really is about where can I best serve. You know, there's a great Emerson quote that is probably, you know, what I think of most in life, and that it's the most beautiful compensation is that in life is that no one can really sincerely try to help another person without helping themselves. So for me, it's all about where can I serve, where can I make things better for people, and in the end, we all benefit.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyone that doesn't know you needs to go. I'm going to spell out the website again: MACKENZIECircle.com. You need to sign up, get on the mailing list, and contact Kathy. Kathy, how else can they get a hold of you?
If you go to my website, all of my social media links are right there, and I do that for a reason, because everybody has different social media platforms they prefer. So connect with me on whatever social media that you want, or you can always email me at Kathy.Loffman@McKinseyCircle.com. The first name is Kathi. Last name is spelled just like laugh, man. It's a German word, but LAUGHMAN@McKinseyCircle.com. Or connect on social media. I'd love to hear from them.
Okay, so one more question for you, Kathy. Moving into 2015, what's the one piece of advice that everyone out there should hear?
I think the one piece of advice that I would give to everyone is less is more. Really come to a commitment with yourself for no more than two or three things, big things that you want to accomplish in the year, and let some things go. Really focus on some things that couple things that you can get done and get them done. We really need to get front and center with the words focus and finish. And that would be my advice to people.
Mm. Now, I know that you're heading out this morning to a meeting here in Houston. So for the Houston listeners, how can they catch up to you?
Well, the PSA Greater Houston Chapter's monthly luncheon is today. And that's at the Eurasia Fusion Sushi. And there is more than sushi, I always tell people, on Wirt Road. We'd love to see you there. We're on Meetup. You can find us there, PSA Greater Houston Chapter. And we'd look forward to seeing you there. We'd love to have you. It's from 11 to 1. We're there the third Thursday of every month.
Awesome. 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 Are you going to be doing anything in the next couple of weeks that people can plug into?
Well, actually, I'm the keynote speaker for the PSA meeting in December, so I think that's on December the 18th. So that's coming up in just a few weeks, speaking there. And, yeah, we've got a few things happening, so make sure they get to the website because the announcements will be coming out there.
Awesome. Thank you so much for taking time out to be with us today.
Been my pleasure.
I look forward to catching up to you and sitting down face-to-face with you and learning more. It's always hard for me to get to the PSAs at 11 because we have a show from 10:30 to 11:30, but somehow I'm going to make it down there just to give everybody a hard time. So I look forward to seeing you.
Well, we'd love to see you, Tony.
Okay. You have a great day, and thanks again. I appreciate you taking out time.
Thank you, Tony. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to come back with my second guest, a young lady by the name of Linda Walsh out of the Florida area. She's a master of hypnosis and an empowerment coach. God knows we all need some empowerment in our life. So we're going to take a break, come back. Make sure to check out Kathy Loffman at McKinseyCircle.com. You can find all this information on Tough Talk Radio Facebook page, Tony Gambone Facebook page. Just, you can find us. Type in Tough Talk and it'll come up. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month? Or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Imagine taking your business to the masses using proven marketing techniques. What if you could take what you love and turn it into a six-figure business in the next 2 years? Or a $500,000 business in the next 3 to 4 years? Michelle Sism went from struggling to build her coaching practice to doing $500,000 in her business in less than 4 years when she uncovered the secrets to converting audiences to clients. In Cash In on Your Expertise, Michelle shares the exact strategy she used to build her business so quickly. Get your free copy today at www.cashinonyourexpertise.com.
Feeling burnt out or lost on where to go next? Feeling like you own a job instead of a business, or that your business is running you instead of you running it? Expert business advisor Mike Calderwood can help. Mike uses a personalized, strategic, and proven approach to help you identify what is and isn't working in your business. He'll then help you establish an action plan so your business can thrive. Mike Calderwood, providing you straightforward solutions to gain a real advantage in your business. Learn more at MikeCalderwood.net. If you know someone who wants the legal A-team on their side, have them call on Altenburn & Associates, the Legal Eagle, today. David Altenburn is an experienced and recognized top lawyer in Houston who will put an eagle's eye to protecting the client's best interests at all times. For any personal injury, family law, or business law concern, Altenburn & Associates can help with our connections that count and make a difference for great results. We work hard for the justice our clients deserve, earning client trust and opponent respect, one case at a time. For legal help, call 281-904-6330 today.
Okay, welcome back to Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. And I am just excited about today's show. We just finished up the first part of the show with Kathy Loftman, who is known as the Plan B to Z expert. You can learn more about Kathy by going to her website. Now, listen, folks, my next guest, Linda Walsh, is a master hypnosis and an empowerment coach. And if you recognized anything today, it's about, we talked about accountability. We talked about the forks in the road. Okay, empowerment's huge as well. And she's a business, she's in the business of helping people find their differences that make their difference that makes the difference so they can get results they want. Maybe she could help me talk better. She's gotten certified in hypnosis in 1993, and she's an NLP, certified NLP. She came to realize that we have our answers within, and really the reason she got into hypnosis was to help herself through old programs that no longer served her. I find it interesting. Through old programs that no longer served her. How many people can relate to that? Linda, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I appreciate that. This is true, yeah. We have so many programs that are what I like to lovingly call past their use-by date. But they're still trying to serve us, right?
You know, I've been doing this a while, almost 7 years.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I've seen it explained like that. Old programs that no longer serve me. And I write these things down, crazy as it sounds, but I do because that's a great way to explain it.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. So
and that's just what it is. You know, the thing is when we can get to that space of understanding that worrying is a dysfunction. Our beautiful imaginations were designed to help us, not impede us. So most of us have it bass backwards, myself included, right? And we think that whatever we were programmed with is the way it is. That's the way it has to be. And that's simply not true. As I said, our imaginations, our minds were actually designed to be our servants, not our masters. They make a wonderful servant and a horrible master, most especially if you have these old programs that are, you know, bobbling along in there that are no longer serving you, and you're trying to figure out, why does this always keep happening to me? Well, you might want to check that programming out.
Yeah.
Because worrying is really
so,
a mistake.
So it's really important to have your mind or your head screwed on properly, I guess, is a good way. But to maybe learn how to shift your belief system or focus a little bit differently or, more importantly, maybe speak a lot differently.
Yeah, and, you know, I like to tell people, Tony, I like to tell people that your mind hears everything you say. And then again, as it is considered to be your servant, its job is to get you what you speak. So let's just say this is a very simple one, right? Let's just say you wake up in the morning and go, oh, my God, I know it's just going to be a bad day. So your mind goes, oh, she wants to have a bad day today. All right, all hands on deck. Let's get her a bad day. Guess so what happens? Everything goes to die in a handbasket, right? So let's say you wake up in the morning and you go, wow, I think today is going to be fabulous. So the mind goes to work. This is a simplified version of it, but the mind goes to work and goes, ah, She wants fabulous today. Okay, all hands on deck. Let's get her fabulous. Guess what happens?
Yeah, you know, one of the things that I have found is I have a life coach, and she's always correcting me when I speak. And it's very hard to change the way you speak. What's even harder is change the way you think. But all that really
does take
place.
May I pause you, Jared, for just a moment?
Yeah.
So do you see what you just instructed your subconscious mind to do for you?
Right.
You said it's very hard to change the way that you speak.
Hmm. Yeah, great point.
Yeah. I mean, it's that simple but that difficult at the same time. It's becoming awareness of what we're speaking and what we're speaking out. And, you know, I do it too, and I have to catch myself, and I go, whoa. So with that, with what I just said, what contribution am I making to my world and the world of everybody else?
Right. So what made you, I mean, you've been a hypnosis, master hypnosis, for over 20 years.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Did you just, you know, one day wake up and find out that you had a special power, or what drove you down that road?
I actually was wondering if I had any power at all. And so, you know, from coming from a place of feeling like a victim, feeling hopeless, helpless, and powerless to do anything with my life, and, you know, just going, looking outside of myself, trying to find out, am I okay, am I okay, am I okay? Trying to find people to tell me that I was okay. And, you know, of course, running into all the people who would tell me, no, you're not okay, and here's why you aren't okay. And, you know, of course, they were projecting their stuff on me. And here's the thing, too, we actually project out what we feel on the inside to the outside world, and people will project it back to you, or it's reflected back to you, and you're going, well, that isn't what. So whenever a person reflects something like that back to you, you just start looking on the inside and go, Because I tell you what, if there's an old saying, if you spot it, you got it.
Hmm.
So if there's something that's really, really bugging you and causing the stress in your world, then it has to come from the inside. Else, if someone said something to you, it wouldn't bother you at all. So to get back to the point of why I got into hypnosis, because I thought, well, you know, there's got to be a way to I just could not figure out why does it have to be this? Why does it have to be so hard? Why is it so difficult for me? And it seemed like to me I was the only one experiencing all this difficulty. And, of course, I wasn't. I found out later. So I did some hypnosis, actually had some hypnosis work done. And, wow, what a relief. You know, what a great just shift in some of my thinking. And I thought, wow, this is powerful stuff. So I started learning hypnosis, and from there took other trainings like conversational hypnosis, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, which is basically about, for those who don't know, it's the way we represent ourselves in the world, like our neurology, like auditory, kinesthetic, visual. And did that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it did. I so fascinated by the different ways. I was developed with a disabling disease 40 years ago. And as the years gone by, and they said I wouldn't live past 25, and now, you know, 30-some years later,
yeah,
I'm 58, and as I have been through bouts of illnesses, I've gone more to the holistic side of medicine or healing than the traditional side. Now, I think both are important, but
oh,
as I did that journey, I found that the things that you do are very important for people to be a part of, because a lot of times, well, not a lot of times, I think, just personally, I think that it's really important that people understand that a lot of your healing comes from your head.
Oh, absolutely.
And you made that really important when you said about the words that we speak. And when people are saying, when they're repeating what they heard from the doctor or what they read on the internet, it's kind of like it's embedding that illness into them deeper. And
yeah, it's a choice. It's a decision point. At some point, there was a decision made, whether you did it consciously or subconsciously. And here's the thing about the subconscious. It does not have a sense of humor. It really, really doesn't. If you get past that subconscious gatekeeper, you can put anything in there you want to, and it will try its best to do it. That includes illness. That includes whatever. So with that said, then the illness becomes an interesting point of view. It's like, wow. And, you know, and it's amazing that we can start to question the illness. That doesn't mean that we make it bad, we make it wrong. We can just question it.
Right. Right. And it doesn't mean it's going to be healed. It just means that your journey is going to be better.
That's right. And it can be healed. I mean, who's to say it can't be? It's a possibility. So what we want to make sure of is that we leave those possibilities open and we don't come to a bam conclusion. Because when you come to this conclusion, you lock yourself right down into it.
Yeah. Yeah. And so I mentioned in the beginning of my show, I talked about business owners, and you know, I think life's a business. So if you're raising children, running a household, have a job, or you're a business owner, it doesn't matter. I think that it's important that everybody knows that this time of the year, wherever they're at, is right where they're supposed to be from the actions that they've taken. What do you recommend to them moving forward to make next year better? Is it a few words that they have to make sure they're not saying? Is there a list of words? Is there a book they can buy? What do you recommend to them?
I recommend to them to really sit with themselves and get clear. There's a space inside of us that I call the wisdom space, and I think every one of us know it. We've all visited it before, and really find out what's happening for you and what you would like to have happen. And the what you would like to have happen is where you want to point yourself in that direction. And whenever you decide from that wisdom space of what you would like to have happen and point it in that direction, amazing things happen. God or the universe or whatever your label for that is shows up big time to help you. And you can actually, if you wanted to, you could actually get your little book, and you could, I like to call those synchronicity books, and you can actually start to notice the things that show up in your life that are there to assist you and to empower you and to contribute to you.
Oh, that's too funny, because let me tell you what I was just ready to say when you were saying that is, I've learned at where I go to church, they call it a Joshua box, to write things down. A lot of people journal, but write things down that happen that are like just incredible to you.
Oh, and yeah, that's beautiful.
Times go by, even if you're journaling every day, a good thing or something you accomplish, you can go back when you're feeling a little queasy about your mindset and look at this and know that it's just a little bump in the road to so many things have happened that you've already been blessed with. So that is huge. Now, I have a question from a gentleman named Mike out of the Arlington, Texas area on Facebook wants to know, can you hypnotize someone to be able to stop using the wording that they're using incorrectly?
Well, that's a big question.
Yeah,
and
you'd be a millionaire.
Yeah, I mean, that's like, whoa. So I suppose you could. I would really have to know a little bit more about what he's saying, like in whose world are they using it incorrectly and who's decided that it's incorrect. Is it him? Is it someone else?
I only know that that's the piece of it. But the thing of it is What I'm getting from it is, so I'll use myself as an example. Okay. I'm using bad words in my, you know, not foul language, but wording that's not serving me properly. Can someone sit
okay.
down with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You can make a different decision about that. Absolutely.
Okay. Okay, very good. That, so can they do that by phone with you?
They can do that by phone with me. Oh, I love conversational hypnosis because it's so quick, it's so elegant, and it's so easy. And, yes, they can do that by phone and by Skype.
Hmm. Interesting. Interesting, interesting. So that's,
it is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, that's okay, so people can find your website, JacksonvilleHypnosisCenter.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, I mean, so you can do, you can stop smoking. There's weight release, is weight loss.
Release, correct.
And reduce stress and core breakthroughs.
Yeah.
So what is the one thing in this time of the year that people really look at?
I think most of the time people start looking for, well, around the first of the year, they're wanting the weight release. This time of the year, a lot of stress happens because of expectations, of family, of Christmas, of, you know, the I'm not good enough, I don't have enough, my family isn't, you know, looking like the family that they're showing on TV where everybody's smiling and happy. Well, let me tell you, most families are not like that. And so the idea is we got to love them anyway. Because isn't it so true that they have added so much value to our lives?
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Part of loving them is learning how to love ourselves in those situations and to become a little more giving, forgiving, and accepting.
So, what is the one thing, the one piece of advice that you would tell people that they really need to focus on in 2015 to create a better environment around themselves?
What contribution can I be or make that would really allow my world and everybody around me to shift in a way that helps everyone and connects us all? It really is about the connection, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And at the end of the day, without that, you have really nothing.
You have nothing.
Yeah.
And we can also be connected to money. Money's energy, just like love. Love is energy. Everything is energy. Energy, in fact, is our first language.
Well, I really think that people need to, let me just go this direction first. A lot of people think that this is like not on the up and up. Do you run into that a lot?
I do.
And what is your answer for them?
Well, it's not my job to argue with them. It's not my job to talk them out of anything, because they're going to get it at some point in time, whether they get it that it's through hypnosis, because there's many different forms of hypnosis. You're hypnotized every time you watch TV. The commercials hypnotize you. Why do you think we all buy so much stuff? Oh, I've got to have that, right? And
right.
And you find yourself going along, you're singing songs, that's hypnosis, right? So the people that don't believe, they won't believe, and they'll believe when they believe. And whatever needs to happen in their world, you know, because I don't believe there's any one path to where you're going. It takes all different paths, and different people have different paths, and maybe hypnosis or life coaching, or maybe that isn't their path. You know, maybe it's a different path for them, and that's perfectly okay with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope it's okay with them as well.
Well, I know from my own experience, that's the only thing I can speak on, is when people find themselves in a life-threatening situation, they're willing to try just about anything.
That's right, and I have a lot of people
who
tried everything, and I'm usually the last stop. And like an example would be smokers. I had a guy who came in. He tried Chantix. He tried, I guess I'm allowed to say that on the air. He tried the gum. He tried the patches. He tried da-da-da-da-da-da. Everything didn't work for him. He came in. Guess what? Guess what worked for him? Hypnosis. Because we're changing it, the core mindset. We're not layering over something that's already there. We're undoing beliefs and ideas that are already there. We're reshifting that, rearranging that, so that becomes a resource for people instead of a detriment to them.
So on your website, I want to make sure to get this in because we're running out of time. On your website, there's a free hypnosis test. All someone has to do is opt in, and they can get a free hypnosis test. How long does it take?
Oh, I think that's about, maybe 5 minutes.
And will they see a difference? Will they recognize it?
They can recognize, whether they're hypnotizable, whether they have been hypnotized, and things like that. And also, I'm about to roll out, maybe we'll do another show on that. I'm about to roll out a weight release where people can call me and we'll really go through what's blocking them, what's stopping them, why they haven't actually released that extra weight, right? And then we'll have like a conversation about that, and it's a really valuable tool, and they'll start to recognize the places that they're blocking themselves and holding themselves back.
Okay, so on your weight release tab, I'm seeing testimony from a lady out of New Orleans, and you're in Florida, so it's obvious that you do this with people from anywhere in the world.
That's right.
Okay, so
listen, if you can hear the sound of my voice and you can follow instructions and you know what you want, guess what? The rest is a piece of cake, so to speak. Or the release of the cake, so to speak.
Yes, yes. Okay, so tell everyone how they can find you. I apologize because we're out of time and we will
That's
have
okay.
You back
they
on
can find me
so
through
many...
my website, www.jacksonvillehypnosiscenter.com. I am Linda Walsh at lindawalsh.com, which is an old website of mine. You can call me 904-945-9099. And I'm supposing they can call you if they lose all that information and you have it. So there you have it.
Yes.
And
yes.
I would really, really love to talk to anyone about this because this inspires me and I love to inspire and contribute to people.
Well, I appreciate your time today. I will be reaching out to you off the air to get you on some other shows that we have in the network as well. Keep up the great work. Have a great Thanksgiving, and we will talk soon.
Thank you so much, Tony, for your contribution and what you do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, folks, we're up against the clock. We got a minute left. I just want to recap real quickly. Kathy Loftman here in Houston, she's the Plan B to Z expert. Linda Walsh out of Jacksonville, Florida. She's a master hypnotist, and she can help you with smoking and weight release. Check it out. Okay, it's really an opportunity. JacksonvilleHypnosisCenter.com. Okay, so that's our show for today. I just want to leave you with one thought. Make sure next week, before you sit down for Thanksgiving dinner, to take a piece of paper and write down what you're thankful for. I've seen someone on Facebook have a sheet, a tablecloth, and Sharpies and got everyone in their family to write down what they were thankful for, and read them, and fold it back up, and every year they take out the one and see the differences. And you can phone them in, or you can email them in to the party if you can't make it. Have a blessed holiday. We will see you next week.
This has been another edition of Tough Talk with Tony Gambone, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to www.toughtalkradionetwork.com.